This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. In our last visit, I shared some thoughts based on an impact statement I found in 1 Kings 1:6. His father had never interfered with him by asking, "Why do you behave as you do?" We focused on the point that David had never interfered in his life. In looking over the statement again, I noticed David had never interfered by asking the question, "Why do you behave as you do?" That suggests when a father interferes in his child's life, he might best do so by asking questions about why the child is choosing what he is. This gives the child an opportunity to express his thoughts and opens the door for dialogue. It also suggests that the father is willing to listen to the child's ideas, which could possibly change his mind. Listening as you confront your child lessens the risk of turning your child off and increases the possibility of having a positive influence on the child's thoughts, actions, and character development. I don't think I'll ever forget this impact statement. I didn't even find it hard to memorize. That's how indelibly it impacted my life. When reading your Bible, keep your eyes open for impact statements. Make sure you check out the context to be sure you're not misdirected into thinking it says something other than what God intended. Once you've checked it out, ask God to impact your life with the truth in the statement. This is how you grow through reading and studying the Word of God. If you'd like to review these messages, go to my website, gettinggodsmessage.org, and click on the archives.